Okay, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us this week, the original DJ Sessions DJ, Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, the very first. Travis, welcome back.
Glad to be back, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
And I just remind our listeners who haven't heard some of your DJ sessions that you have brought us people in the DJ sessions that we later see go on to become huge. I'm thinking of Lorde. You recently talked to us about Lizzo before she was all over everywhere, but you find them. So I hope you've got some for us today that we can then look back 6 months from now and say, wow, we were way ahead of the curve because of Travis.
I think all five might have that potential.
Good. Okay. The first one is French Vanilla. This is called Suddenly. Some sax there. Tell us about French Vanilla.
You know, I've actually been getting really into anything sort of punk inspired with a saxophone. So French Vanilla was right up my alley when I heard this album. They just put out their second album, How Am I Not Myself? And this is my favorite record so far of 2019.
Wow.
They're kind of at the nexus of art punk, post-punk, and no wave. So it's like B-52s meets ESG meets the Contortions. And I got to see them live about 3 weeks ago. And the lead singer, Sally Spitz, is just so energetic and has a very theatrical and commanding presence on stage. And, you know, as high as the hopes that I had for the band in terms of their live presentation were, they totally exceeded them.
Okay, well, the next one that you brought us is Too Much Money. This is by Automatic. Tell us about this one.
So Automatic is another group that sort of has been spawned from LA's DIY scene, just like French Vanilla. They are a three-piece post-punk trio whose debut album is called Signal. It's going to be coming out September 27th on the Stone Throw label, which is a label that's historically been known primarily as a hip-hop label. They put out Quasimodo's first releases and the Mad Villain album. So it's a bit of a change in direction for the label, but this is probably one of the records that I'm most looking forward to in 2019.
And what do you like about this song in particular?
This song in particular, it's really catchy, and I like how it's catchy and dark, which isn't always the case with songs that are one or the other. It has sort of a timeless feel to it. I heard that Automatic is actually named after a Go-Go's song. And you sort of hear a little bit of the Go-Go's influence in the way that the vocals go back and forth, but it's just got a much darker and cooler quality to it than your standard Go-Go's song.
Okay, well, the next one you brought us is by a band with a great name, Banana Gun, and this is called Do Ya. Kind of a global sound there. Where are they from, Travis?
They are from Melbourne, but that's the thing that sort of drew me to them initially as well. It's just the fact that they sort of had like this Os Mutantes Brazilian Tropicalia vibe to it. Also a little bit of like 60s psychedelic French pop. They have a very international sound, and that song that we heard, Do Ya, is going to be taken off their forthcoming debut 7-inch, so we're super early on them still, but I have really high hopes for this group, Banana Gun.
Well, and by the way, you said Melbourne the way that they would want you to say it in Australia. I would call it Melbourne, but no, you're right, and I remember on a trip to Australia, I went to Cairns, but I would have called it Cairns. Because that's how it's spelled, but that's how everybody says it. Even the Americans there are saying, I'm on my way to Cairns. So good for you for saying Melbourne.
You know what? At the time that I'm on, which is 10 to midnight here on the West Coast, I actually do have some Australian listeners.
So you got to get
I've been called out a number of times, so I've finally ceded to their pronunciation of it.
Okay, let's get to the next one you brought us. This is by Claro. This is called Closer to You.
I pick up every time. Wish that I could rewind, get some peace of mind. Shut up, don't wanna hear it now, I'm fed up. Wish I could say it was enough to make me walk away. And I messed up, cause every time I start to get up, and all my head feels.
So a nice sound there, Travis, and I have to ask you, what do you think when artists use auto-tune like this?
So she's actually using it for a purpose. I was just reading a little bit more about this song, Closer to You in particular, and I guess she was using it just to sort of establish that there was like a disconnect between her and the person that she's singing it to. So there's like a thematic reason for her to use the auto-tune in this song in particular that I really thought was really well considered.
What should we know about Claro?
So Claro, I mean, we at the top of the segment, we heard about French Vanilla and Automatic, who kind of cut their teeth in the DIY scene. This is sort of like a different form of DIY in 2019. This is Claro sort of came up just making music on her laptop on GarageBand and then posting it to SoundCloud. She had a breakout track called Pretty Girl back in 2017, and then she followed that up with a song called Flaming Hot Cheetos. And these were all just sort of internet songs. And one of the songs, Flaming Hot Cheetos, caught the ear of Rostam, who was a former member of Vampire Weekend and a fantastic artist in his own right. But he decided that he really wanted to work with her. So they just put out Claro's debut album. It's called Immunity, and it's co-produced by Rostam. And they've sanded down some of the lo-fi edges, but it's allowed her songwriting to have a little bit more space to shine.
You know, Travis, recently we had a DJ session and there was a song called Hot Cheetos, and I said on the air that I had never had Hot Cheetos before, and then somebody sent me a bag of Hot Cheetos after that. Okay, anyway, we have time for one more. This is Kate Bollinger. This song is called Untitled.
People come and go like all the same, it seems. Got too many holes where lovers used to be. Can't be good for me, but I don't like to be alone. Miss me by a couple miles. I was almost in the mouth of trouble. I was excited. Don't wanna be afraid of something again. You either stick around till things fall apart, or get the hell out of the early. Wonder what could have been. I'm not saying I have a preference.
A nice voice there, and by the way, Kate Bollinger is a senior at the University of Virginia.
Yeah, she's sort of roughly the same age as Claro. I think they're both either 20 or in their early 20s. But yeah, she's actually from Charlottesville, Virginia. And as you mentioned, she's a rising senior at UVA. And the song that we heard, Untitled, is, you know, it's a song about relationship drama. But she kind of brings she's got a very mature-sounding voice that kind of belies her age. And I feel like there's a maturity and a clarity that she brings to the songs. And she just put out an EP called I Don't Want to Lose. All five tracks on it are fantastic, just like this one.
That is Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Travis, great to talk to you. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.